So at this point in time, I think for the patient who is clinically node negative, sentinel node biopsy after chemotherapy has the advantage of accurate staging and allows the patient the potential benefit of avoiding axillary dissection. For patients who are proven to be N1 prior to chemotherapy, the minority will have pathologic complete response, and the accuracy of sentinel node biopsy remains uncertain, although this is being investigated in clinical trials. Now, having said that, there will be occasional patients who particularly are recognized as management problems preoperatively where you think that conversion to breast conservation is unlikely. Knowledge of nodal status pre-op may influence the use of post-mastectomy radiotherapy, and so there are occasional cases where we continue to perform this procedure preoperatively, but not routinely. So I would say in conclusion that as our ability to select patients for neoadjuvant chemotherapy benefit in terms of downstaging is increased, that this is becoming an increasingly viable way to offer breast conservation to women who would otherwise require mastectomy if they underwent surgery first. Thank you.